All right, let's go. KK, are you going to read tonight? No, why not? You bring a poem? Come on, read a poem. All right, here we go. Let's get started on this next reading, which I think is fun. Our first reader. Grab a seat there. Everybody sit down there. Aaron Novick. Where you at, Aaron? Come on, my man, yo. One poem and knock it out, baby.
Thanks. So this is a poem I'm manifestly unsuited to write. As many of you may know, Jeffrey Hill died June 30th when I was about halfway through reading the first of his books that I decided to attempt. But I wrote a memorial for him anyway. It's untitled. Sir, induration suits you. Nourishment stiffens the fibers, thus we imbibe death. No matter if the reference loses you. Poet and reader match callosities not for communion, but to know their bounds. I've gnawed your casings for some time now, but not long enough to drop formalities. They are a little stiff, I know. Sorry.
Aaron, thank you. Nancy, Esther James, come on up here, woman. This is my buddy. Come on, Nancy.
Okay. many years ago, I was teaching at Westminster College, and I got myself into one of the students' modern dance classes. I was allowed to do that without having to pay for it. And the teacher one time said that if you're dancing in a performance and you happen to make a mistake, you don't let the audience be aware of it. Instead, you dance your mistake. And that's the title of the poem. Dance your mistake. Life is not a document. Can't be red-penciled or retyped. There's no menu listing spell check, strike over, or delete. Life's not an essay, but a dance. If you stumble, lose your place in the choreography. The music still flows on, with you or without. So pick up where you almost left off. Dance your mistake. Make it match the music. Let the step you made up appear to be the one you intended all along. Thank you.
Aiden Engel.
Hello. I'm going to read a poem tonight that's from a series of poems I have about skateboarding, which are hardly ever actually about skateboarding. This one's called Skating Alleys in Sharpsburg. Emaciated bodies roam the alleyways. Plywood windows read sheriff's sale. Plywood windows read heroin children. It's hard to push on broken pavement, crumbling underneath my wheels. I go wherever the blacktop takes me. At the top of a hill, a skinny man screams into the face of a skinny woman, "Why the fuck did you do that?" In his face, I see my sad-eyed dad searching for nothing more than some dope. Thank you.
KK, you going to read for us? Come on. Dude, come on. I'll give you a dollar. Come on, I'll give you a buck. You make a buck, baby.